Let's go now to the Tokyo District Court, where prosecutors have mounted an obscenity trial against an artist. Megumi Igarashi has been charged with three counts of obscenity for featuring her vagina in her artwork. Her supporters say her work is far from obscene, especially in a country where strong sexual themes and pornographic images are often featured in comic books and anime films. Eleni Soltis has this report.
Megumi Igarashi works under the pseudonym Rokuden Nashiko, or Good for Nothing Girl, and her repertoire includes a vagina canoe and pink, purple and yellow smiling vagina figurines. But not so long ago, she caught the attention of authorities when she decided to do some crowdfunding for her projects. This involved scanning her genitalia via a 3D printer and sending the data to supporters. She's now facing obscenity charges. Her defense lawyer, Takashi Yamaguchi, says the Japanese court defines obscenity in three ways.
Number one, it's strongly sexually arousing or stimulating. Number two, violating the sexual sense of shame in the average person. And three, is against decent concept of morals concerning sex.
And does her work stimulate sexual desire?
I wasn't stimulated at all.
Megumi Igarashi's publicist in North America, Anne Ishii, agrees. She says Ms. Igarashi is simply trying to demystify this body part.
And make it something a little more approachable in the way that the Japanese have been known for rendering things as cute, marketable, just in the same way that anything else can be, so that it's treated with less fear and derision and also less sexualized, so it can actually just be another body part.
Japan has for centuries created works depicting graphic sex and the male and female genitalia. And even today, Japan continues to push the boundaries on what can be published. It only recently outlawed pornographic images of children, but the ban does not include manga comics or anime films. And in Kawasaki, there's even an annual fertility festival featuring women riding on phallus-shaped floats. Ms. Igarashi's lawyer says these two by law could be considered obscene.
Well, the Japanese comics has been gone after. There is a case called the Shogunkan case. I also defended that publisher in that case also. It can be considered as obscene. As for that Kanamura Matsuri, the big phallus festival, I do know that there is some tension between the people who are doing it and the police. The police doesn't like them doing it, but they probably refrain from persecuting that festival because they may raise another touchy issue in addition to the issue of free speech, the freedom of religion. It's a religious festival, and traditionally Japanese Shintoism has worshipped phalluses or vaginas.
The maximum penalty for obscenity is 2 years in jail, but prosecutors in Ms. Igarashi's case are pushing for an 80,000 yen fine, or about 10,000 Australian dollars. The Tokyo District Court will hand down its ruling in May.
Eleni Soltis reporting, and you can hear more about this case in the Japan in Focus program on ABC News Radio.